your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, hour number two. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And as we've said before, there are over 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. Experts in various areas, medical doctors, CEOs, researchers, pharmacists, physicists, dentists, and the list goes on. And right now you're going to meet our newest instructor, senior instructor, Emil DeTafel. Now, he has a bachelor's of science degree in engineering chemistry from SUNY, S-U-N-Y, State University of New York at Stony Brook. And he has a doctorate of dental surgery from SUNY, Buffalo. And he retired from his practice of dentistry, and he created a company called Less EMF, Less Electromagnetic Frequencies, Inc., Less EMF, Inc. And that was so that he could share his and apply his science background to help us, those who are concerned with electromagnetic radiation. He's been on Art Bell's Coast to Coast. He's been on television with John Stossel, and he's been in the print media. So Less EMF is a company that specializes in electromagnetic safety products for the home and the office. And it was built out of a personal interest and concern for the dangers, the potential dangers associated with overhead power lines, cellular phones, microwave ovens, police radar equipment, and other electronic equipment that emits electromagnetic radiation. And that is what we find in our environment today. There are many people who are concerned. I am one of them. Welcome, Emil DeTafel.
Good morning, Benson. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, good morning. It's so great to have you on the broadcast classroom with us. And I'll tell you, I am very, very concerned about electromagnetic radiation. And I have in my hands a tri-field meter. It's something that I ordered from a supplier like yourself that tells me the magnetic radiation within my home and where I go, and also radio microwave radiation. I think, and why do I have that? Because I'm concerned about the electromagnetic radiation. And you are too. So why don't we start with, how can we tell if we need to protect ourselves from electromagnetic radiation?
Well, almost anyone who lives in civilization is going to find themselves surrounded by electromagnetic fields, right? We've electrified our homes, our offices, our buildings. And not only are they electrified, but we've brought in all sorts of electronic devices that are going to emit, whether it's our computers, whether it's our Wi-Fi, our cell phones, our electric blankets, our can openers. I mean, you know, we're just short of having electric spoons. I mean, it's at that point. So these things, because they run on electricity, as a byproduct of their normal function, will be emitting an electromagnetic field. And some of them, by design, emit an electromagnetic field, such as your Wi-Fi modem is spewing out microwaves as a way of communicating with your computer or your iPod or whatever other devices might be interfacing with it to get to the Internet. So our world now, in the last 100 years, but even more so in the last 20 years, let's call it, has just become inundated or flooded with electromagnetic radiation that our bodies were just not exposed to 100 years ago or more. So as a result, you may find yourself in a situation where your environment is fairly electromagnetically quiet, or you may find yourself in a situation where, unbeknownst to you, your environment is full of electromagnetic fields, some of which are impacting your body, maybe in a way that you feel, maybe in a way that's causing symptoms, or maybe in a hidden or subtle way that you don't feel or don't realize, but may be affecting you by affecting your blood pressure, affecting your ability to sleep, affecting your heart rate, affecting your melatonin balance, and so on. There's so many biological impacts because our bodies are, after all, an electromagnetic entity. Our the chemicals that react in our body, our nerve impulses, our heartbeat, it's all electric and electromagnetic. And so to think that our bodies wouldn't be impacted by these external fields is a bit naive. So you may want to know, do I have high fields in my environment, in my home, in my workplace, in my child's school? Think about the school environment for a moment where you have a classroom full of laptops connected to a modem. Here now you have not one source of electromagnetic, in this case microwave radiation, but each student's laptop is another microwave emitter. So you could have 10, 20, 30 radiation sources in a room distributed throughout the room so that each child is very near, within 1 or 2 feet, 3 feet, of more than one source of radiation. And so you may want to find yourself in a situation where you've decided, you know what, I need to check and see if this is an issue for me. Statistically speaking, 80% of you will find that you have a problem one way or another, whether you have a circuit breaker box in your bedroom, whether you have a microwave oven in your kitchen that's leaking, whether you have power lines that run near your home, whether you drive a hybrid or electric vehicle. I mean, the list goes on and on of the potential sources for strong radiation. Now, we're not advocating to going back to a non-electric world, but I would recommend people to make intelligent decisions about the exposure that they allow themselves, and in particular their children, to be exposed to. And the starting point for that is always get a meter, make some measurements, and see what's going on in your environment. If you're comfortable with what you find, great, you're done. If you're not, at least now you have a starting point for what to do about it.
Let me share something with you that I did. About 8 years ago, I built a farmhouse here in Missouri, and I was very concerned about electromagnetic radiation. So what I did, I used the same kind of wire that most people use, which is Romex, which is two parallel conductors with a ground parallel to those carrying current, and I wrapped them with metal, actually with steel. And I wrapped the wires as much as I could as they went through the studs from stud to stud to stud with steel. And then what I did was, since I knew where I wired the home with our son, and because I knew where all the wires were, I bought some copper dust on the internet, and I bought about 5 pounds of it. And this copper dust is about the consistency of bread flour. I mixed it with a primer, stirred it, and applied it to the walls surrounding where the wires were on our wallboard, behind our wallboard. Do you think that had any effect in reducing the electromagnetic radiation in our home? The combination of the steel surrounding the wire plus the copper dust on the wallboard.
Let me ask you, the steel surrounding the wire, is it in the form of a tube?
Some of it is in a tube. Some of it is in the shape of a box made out of steel.
Like a rectangular box surrounding the wire.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The short answer is yes. What you did, I think, would help reduce your exposure. There's a couple of issues. If you want to talk about household wiring and reducing our exposure from it, there's a couple of issues here. Number one, when you have wiring that's carrying current, remember that there's current traveling in two directions. There's current, if you want to think of it, current going to the appliance, and then it goes through the appliance and then returns through that same bundle of wires back to your breaker box. And if you have the two conductors, the one bringing the current, we call that the hot, and then the one returning the current, calling that the neutral, if the current in those two is exactly equal, as it should be, and those two wires are very close to each other, as they should be, then in large measure, the magnetic field emitted by those two wires cancels each other. And so you have a very low emissions from that type of setup, which you get in Romex wire that you started out with. However, if one of those two conditions is not met, if the two wires are not next to each other, in other words, if they're separated, like the old knob and tube wiring, where they would be separated by the span of a joy, 16 inches or so, now you don't get that cancellation effect. And each of those wires now produces a very strong magnetic field. So you get that with knob and tube wiring. You get that near your breaker box where the conductors get separated and one goes to the left and one goes to the right side of the box. And so that's one situation where your fields will be extraordinarily high. The other one is if you don't have balanced current. In other words, the exact same amount of current in the hot as you do in the neutral. Let's say you have a situation where the hot wire brings electricity to a circuit. The neutral starts to return that, but joins a junction box with several other neutrals, so that now the returning current has a choice of paths to return back to your breaker box. Each of those return paths will carry a fraction of that current. So each of those pairs will have some current coming out in the hot, and some additional current coming back in the neutral. It'd be unbalanced, and again, you won't get the cancellation effect, so you get a very strong field. Both of those situations are very hard to shield, and so as a very starting point, you want to make sure that your house is wired properly. By the way, that's a code violation to have net current or unbalanced current. So you want to make sure that your house is wired properly. How do you do that? You get a meter, and you start making measurements. And you start to see, holy cow, every time I turn this light on, the fields go up very high in the wiring in the wall. Every time I turn the dishwasher on, the fields go up very high in the wall. That's not normal. They should go up a little bit. That means you have a wiring error, and you need to start by getting that corrected. Now, coming back to your point, shielding the wires in steel will give you some degree of magnetic shielding. Will definitely give you electric field shielding.
Hold that thought, Emil DeTofel. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We're going to come right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is exciting to me. I'm learning a lot. We've got Emil DeTofel with us. He is the president and CEO of LessEMF.com. And in the early 1900s, there was a wiring technique used called knob and tube. And what that means is there were knobs that wire was insulated from the wood framing in the house, and it kept the wires from coming in contact with the wood. And tubes were used to feed the wire through studs and joists and so forth. Now, that technology was great for transferring the heat that was developing in the wires to the air to keep the wires from overheating. But as we just learned, there's a greater EMF from that technology than the closely paired standard wiring that we use in our homes today, which would be plastic, insulated, and sheathed Romex. So that was a great lesson for us. And then we learned about joining wires in a box, and we talked about unbalanced loads. Now, would that, Emil, would that be considered a ground loop? Is that the terminology that would be used for that?
No, a ground loop is a different phenomenon. This is called unbalanced current or net current, meaning you have unequal current in the hot and the neutral of a given wire bundle.
All right. Well, let's continue with the discussion about the electromagnetic fields that come from unbalanced loads.
So the situation is, in a normal circuit, you have the hot wire bringing current to your appliance, and then you have the neutral conductor in that wire bundle returning that current back to your circuit breaker box. If there was just one wire and just one appliance, that simple circuit would mean that the current is exactly balanced in those two conductors. In our modern homes, there might be many things on a circuit, and circuits might be connected together at junction boxes at various locations through the home. As soon as you connect one circuit to another, you give that electricity an alternate path to travel. And so some of the current will bleed off into that alternate path so that you will no longer have balanced current in the original circuit. And by the way, you won't have balanced current in that secondary circuit either. So you could find yourself sitting in a room that has a circuit to the left that's unbalanced and a circuit to the right of you that is unbalanced. You're sitting right in between the two, getting a double blast from the two. So making sure that the wiring is done properly and that you don't have net current in your home is really important if you want to reduce your EMF exposure. And you find out if you have that problem by sweeping around with a meter like the one that Vincent mentioned. The tri-field meter is a great choice. It's got a nice big needle gauge on it, and it's very easy to use. It's been around for many, many years. It's tried and true. It's made right here in the United States. So it's a good quality meter. And it's inexpensive as far as meters go. So it's a great choice for doing this kind of work. I like it because on the needle gauge, in addition to having the numbers printed right there, there's a red band right underneath the numbers. And on the left side, which is where the low numbers are, that band is dotted, indicating this is the acceptable exposure level. And then as you get up into the higher levels, that red band becomes solid, indicating that this is too much exposure. So it's really a foolproof meter. You turn it on, comes with the battery already in it, and you walk around and start taking your readings. The other thing that I like about this meter is that it actually has several functions in it. The magnetic field sensor, which we just talked about. It's got an electric field sensor in it as well. Keep in mind that your wiring is producing both types. The magnetic field comes when you have current flowing in the wire. That produces a magnetic field. And then the electric field comes when you have a voltage in the wire. That's different. The voltage is just the desire for the electrons to move in the wire. So imagine this. You have a lamp. You plug it into the wall, but you don't turn it on yet. So now you have electricity in the cord to the lamp, but no current is flowing because the light's not on. So you're going to have an electric field there because you have a voltage in that wire, but no magnetic field. As soon as you turn the lamp on, the current flows. Now you have both an electric field and a magnetic field. You have both going on at the same time.
What a great education we're getting, class. No kidding. Emil DeToffel, president and CEO of LessEMF.com. We're talking about the tri-field meter, and we're learning about electric fields. We're going to come right back after these few short commercial announcements.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguide.com? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
Sign up. Winner today is hot.
Watch it.
You've got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I just made it back. I've been walking around the studio with the tri-field meter. The model that I have in my hand is the 100XE, model 100XE tri-field meter. And we're talking with Emil de Toffel. He's the president and CEO of LessEMF.com. Emil, I want to share the results that I found. In this studio, I am measuring on the most sensitive scale in the magnetic range, 0 to 3 milligauss. I'm measuring 1.25 to 1.5 milligauss right here at the microphone, right where my face is. Actually, it's maybe even a little less than that, just about 1 milligauss. Can you tell me what your reaction to that is?
Yes, that's a nice low reading. We would recommend that it should be below 2.5 or 3 milligauss for prolonged exposure. And so you're well within that. That's a nice, acceptable level for prolonged exposure.
Okay, because I'm in the studio, geez, I would have to say 12 hours a day. Well, between 8 and 12 hours a day if I'm not farming. Now, I also set it to the electric scale, and I read zero. Is that right? Is that something that you would see?
Yes, the electric field tends to have a shorter range than the magnetic field in a normal home or building setting. So in order to see an electric field reading on the meter, you generally need to bring the meter quite close to a wire or to an outlet or to an electrified source. And when I say quite close, usually within 6 to 8 inches. So if you have an electrified source nearby there, you bring the top of the meter, the top of the head of the meter, up close to it, you'll see the electric field go up. The interesting thing is, once you get within that range, as you get closer to the source, the electric field strength goes up dramatically. So this is usually not, electric field is usually not a problem in the home unless you have a situation where your favorite chair or perhaps the head of your bed is right up against the wall in which you have wiring that might be energized. Keep in mind, we mentioned before, that the electric field is directly proportional to the voltage in the wire. So here in the United States, we use the 110 volts. It tends to give a lower electric field. But you may have some 220 lines in your home, maybe going to your electric oven or to your air conditioner. They'll have essentially twice the voltage. They'll have twice the electric field. The trade-off for that is that if you have lower voltage, that means you have to have more current in order to deliver the same amount of power. So on this side of the ocean, we tend to have lower electric fields and higher magnetic fields. And the opposite over in Europe, where they run on 230 volts and essentially half the current that we use here. They'll have higher electric fields but lower magnetic fields for the same amount of power draw. So it's a pick your poison. It's not that one is better than the other, but there is a difference when you go across the ocean to Europe and other parts of the world. So do check that with your tri-field meter. Check on both settings. You want to check for both electric and magnetic fields. And if you find that one is high and the other's not, or you find that both are high, or you find that, like in the case of at your microphone, that both are low, at least you know what you're dealing with and you're not hiding your head in the sand about the issue.
Emil, I was broadcasting from the East Coast many weeks ago, and I was broadcasting from a home, and I was doing some research, and I found that I was anxious, edgy, not myself, and in this home there was a Wi-Fi router right in the, we'll call it the family room, where the television was, the wireless Apple computer, cell phones, and I just did not feel myself. I did not feel comfortable. I really was anxious and edgy, and Mrs. Finelli said to me, you're not your normal self. So I asked the homeowner if I could move that router, that modem router, the wireless equipment, into a far corner of the home. And I did that. And I want to tell you, I noticed a difference in how I was behaving based on a lower amount of electromagnetic radiation. Now, do you think that is just me with a psychosomatic reaction, or can that be real?
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, it's entirely possible that we see something that we think is bothering us, and therefore it does bother us. I have a personal example of that. I have an allergy to lilacs. So every spring when they're blooming, I get sneezing and so on. Mm-hmm. One winter, I was reading a magazine, and I turned the page, and there was a full-page color close-up picture of a lilac blossom. Mm-hmm. And I immediately had an allergic reaction to it, which I knew, of course, was not related to the pollen or anything else. So there's definitely the possibility of a psychological component there. However, because of the work we do, we get calls from people from all over the country, from all over the world, telling us the same story you just told, or something very similar, that Wi-Fi routers are giving people a lot of trouble, and not just them, but certainly them specifically, and that when you turn it off, when you move it away, when you shield it, that their symptoms disappear or dramatically improve. So, you know, you can never say in a specific case, oh, yeah, it was psychosomatic, or yeah, it was definitely a physical reaction. But nonetheless, I would say that we hear that a lot with Wi-Fi routers. And I want to rush to add that a Wi-Fi router in most homes is completely unnecessary in the sense that, yes, it's easier and cheaper to install. You plop it down and you plug it in. You don't have to run cables to your TV or to your computer. But the price you pay for not having cables is having multiple sources of very intense microwave radiation, usually transmitting 24/7, whether you're using the devices or not. And for those people who have their computer equipment in their bedroom or in their children's bedroom and they have these things in there, you are spending a lot of time in close proximity to a very intense radiation source. And in my book, it's a completely unnecessary one. You might need to have radiation. You might need to have electricity in your home to run your appliances and your lights. But there's certain things you absolutely do not have to have, and a Wi-Fi router is one of them. The cost and the effort to run a wire from the router to your TV or to your computer is minimal, and it is 100% effective. You immediately can turn off the Wi-Fi at both ends, meaning at the router and at the computer, and you go from very intense radiation to zero radiation instantly. So in my book, it's not a good idea. There's a rare home where you need to be walking around with your laptop while you're working on it that you can't be tethered to a cable. Even if you take your laptop, you work on it at home, you take it with you to work, you take it traveling with you, that's fine. It takes 2 seconds to plug in an internet cable into your laptop. There's just no excuse for that. So to your point, yes, we hear this all the time. Yes, it's real. Yes, it's an issue, and I think it's a major issue that is so unnecessary as almost to be, I don't want to say a crime, but almost to be a shame that we have that kind of radiation in our home for that purpose. It's akin to working. Having a microwave oven and using it, taking the door off of it and still using it, it's completely unnecessary. Why would you do that? Just because it's a little simpler to take your dish in and out. It makes no sense.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I'd like to share that when I was in this home in Virginia, I didn't say, oh, there's a Wi-Fi modem router. I have a headache. I had a headache, a cottony feeling. I wasn't able to think as clearly. I mean instantly upon walking into that room. And so I said, do you have a Wi-Fi router? Where is it? And I can tell you that it really does affect me. And the same thing with a cell phone. I cannot use a cell phone without having an adverse reaction when I have the cell phone next to my head. So I have a 3-foot cord attached to a handset, you know, like an old-fashioned telephone handset, and that thing's got to be 4 feet away from me at least, or it bothers me. Seriously. And people call me and say, you know, I called you and you didn't answer your phone. And that's because I don't have my cell phone with me. I keep it rooms away for those very reasons. Now, am I the only one, or are you getting calls like that too?
You are not the only one. There is a subset of the population that has exactly the same sensitivity that you do. In other words, they can actually feel it in a negative way. They feel the radiation. It burns them. It causes them headaches. It causes them eye pain. It causes some people call it brain fog or a lack of clarity of thinking.
That's what I get.
And definitely it affects sleep. There's been a number of studies where using cell phone just before bedtime affects the sleep patterns of the brain. It has many other effects as well, including influencing the blood-brain barrier, which is a protective barrier around the brain that keeps certain toxic chemicals in the blood from entering the brain. It affects melatonin, which is an anti-cancer hormone in our body, and it also is important in sleep regulation. So this type of radiation to our body, if you're not feeling it, it's still impacting you. It's just that you're not feeling it yet. Yes, there's a lot of people in the same boat as you that are feeling it.
When I lived in Virginia, they put up a cell tower, let's say it's a couple thousand feet away from us across the road. And I went to the county and I said, what are you guys doing with this? It's driving me crazy. It's giving me headaches. I really can't stand it. And the county administrator said, well, you've got a tractor. Just hook it up and pull it down. And, you know, yeah, the thought did cross my mind. But instead I moved. I moved from Virginia to Missouri. But how about cell towers? Am I the only one experiencing that, or is it the same with others also?
No, you're exactly right. It is the same for others. There's the cell towers are transmitting the same radiation, same type of radiation that your cell phone is transmitting. They're talking to each other, just like good old walkie-talkies used to. The radiation passes back and forth between the two, and so you'll react to one just the way you'll react to the other.
Emil, I have so many more questions, but when we come back on the other side of this break, let's talk about which meter we should start with. Do we need one? We'll have about 4 or 5 minutes on the other side of this break. Let's concentrate on, all right, let's figure out what we've got, how to detect it, and then what to do about it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama? In April 2009, in a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, I just got off the phone with David J. Smith. He's going to be coming on the air with us, Newswatch Magazine, and we're going to work out the schedule. And we are talking with Dr. Emil DeTafel. He's the president and CEO of LesEMF.com. So, Dr. DeTafel, what should we consider as our first purchase if we are considered about electromagnetic radiation in our homes? And then secondly, what should we consider for our office environment, since many of us spend 8 hours or so at home, in our home awake, 8 hours, let's say, asleep, and 8 hours at the office. What should we consider for protecting ourselves from these electromagnetic fields?
You're absolutely correct to consider both environments. One could be high, the other low, and it's not so much that the home would be high and work would be low, or work would be high and home would be low. It could go either way, depending on the environment that you have and what's going on there. Essentially, there's two first-level things that you're going to want to check for: the electric and the magnetic fields that we spoke about earlier. Wherever you have electricity flowing in the wires, wherever you have it in appliances, in computers and TVs and washing machines, wherever you have electricity, you're going to have the electric and magnetic field issues. And then the radio waves, or microwaves we call them, all of the wireless communication that goes on with our cordless phones, with our cell phones, our Wi-Fi, our microwave oven, baby monitors, all of these things, smart meters, by the way, all of these things are emitting microwaves, the same microwaves that we use to cook our foods with. You can cook your food with a wide variety of frequencies of microwaves. We use 2.4 gigahertz because it, at the time that microwaves were coming out, that was a frequency band that was unused and unregulated. But you can cook food with 900 megahertz or 1900 megahertz or many other frequencies that are allocated specifically for communication. And so checking for radio wave exposure in your home or in your work is just as important as checking for electric and magnetic fields. Now, having said that, you're going to need two different meters to cover those two bases, because nowadays all of the microwave radiation, except for your microwave oven, all of the rest of it is all going to be digital signals. So So some of the older fashioned meters that are for analog signals are not going to give you reliable readings. So the tri-field meter, and there's others, would be a great choice for checking the electric and magnetic fields from the wiring and appliances. There's a variety of meters for measuring radio waves. There are some inexpensive ones, less than $100, that you can get that for an entry-level meter will help you go around and see if you have hot spots, see how high they are, help you figure out where it's coming from as you walk around with the meter. It's very easy to see the levels go up as you get closer to the source. And people are constantly calling us saying, I cannot believe you've been telling me, get a meter. Because to be honest, people will call and say, you know what, I have a problem and I want to do something about it. And I understand that completely. You want the problem to go away. But I'm always telling people, please, get a meter first so you can diagnose the problem. You wouldn't walk into the pharmacy and say, I'm sick, what should I take? You have to figure out what the problem is first, and then you can address the problem directly and predictably and get a good result. So get these two meters, one for the electric and magnetic field, one to measure the high frequency, the microwave radiation, and check out your home. See what kind of radiation you've got. See where it's coming from. Remember, if you find an area that's high in radiation, you want to find out where it's coming from, because you're going to have a couple of different strategies for dealing with that. Number one, can you increase your distance? Number two, can you turn off the source? Number three, can you put some shielding?
So Dr. Emil
DeTofel. You can diagnose, you're off to a good start.
Dr. Emil DeTofel. And let me give you his number, 518-608-6479. 518-608-6479. That's the corporate number if you'd like to talk with someone to help you. LessEMF.com. Dr. Emil DeTofel, I'd like to suggest that we do another broadcast and another one because we've got so much to cover. Can
Let's
we do it?
Do. We have a lot to talk about.
We sure do. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And Emil, thank you so much for being with us today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.